Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People tune in for this moment. Ooh. Every day. I know it. I know it.
Come on.
Temperature control. Give it to them. Is definitely one of the most valuable resources one can have, especially on muggy days like this. My goodness. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at our 93.9 studios, for your hard-to-heat or hard-to-cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi's offering a $500 rebate through June on its multi-zone systems. 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Did you leave that trash?
No, this is mine. This is mine. It's right here. I'm throwing it away.
People, I'm done with that one, Brian. So you got to cut that one. Cut off that last little comment.
Okay. And while you're cutting that, cut this one off, because I think people tune in for yours and they might tune out for mine. but I'm excited. I'm going to Vegas next week. So I do need to.
What do I need from Vegas from you?
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't have to go to Vegas to get your bets in, because DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook. I personally love using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It is easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. Not only do I love it, my friends love it, my families love it, both of them. Multiple families have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook's putting you courtside with the chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention. Bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great promotions on baseball. Bet the Reds at any point if they're playing the Cardinals. Just bet the Reds. Make some cash. hockey and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCO when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game. And if they do, you'll claim $100 in site credits. That's promo code WLCO. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Wagers paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Also, starting right now, it is 11 o'clock. I've been telling you this week and last week, the Atria Job Fair in Louisville at the Louisville Marriott East. Again, if you know anybody who's looking to get employed, who is looking for competitive wages, who is looking for health insurance, 401k retirement plans, complimentary meals, training and growth opportunities, if you know a person, if you are that person, go to the Louisville Marriott East today from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Opportunities are available. You are going to totally hit that curve with those rims. I got to get the camera, Steve. I got to get the outdoor camera.
Yeah.
Soon. But again, reminding you, Atria Job Fair in Louisville at the Marriott East. Please, please pass that new information along. Take advantage. Okay, so Steve, we jumped around. We told some personal life stories. You got a lot going on in studio and outside the studio. I was pestering you about TBT announcements coming up. College football expansion conversation. Can you tolerate a little bit of that?
I can.
Okay. So Brian Hall, 12-team college football expansion. Steve Rummage, and let me open up the phone lines now. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Of course, we are going live on the YouTube channel as we speak.
Texter says, have fun in Vegas. Their wife is in Vegas right now, and she said everything's back to normal except for the shows. I really wanted to see this show. Somebody said it's really cool. It's called Absinthe. It's supposed to be cool. We're staying at Caesars.
Absinthe.
Did I say Absinthe? Absinthe.
It's supposed to be awesome. Like the drink?
I don't know. But it's supposed to be an awesome show.
What do you think when you hear Absinthe?
It was so
definitely the drink, hallucinations.
Okay. Well, maybe I didn't want to go.
What do you know about that?
Nothing. What do you think? What do you?
I mean, not that you've tried it.
No, just the show. I don't know.
Is that really a true thing? The Absinthe thing?
Well, I knew it was hard to get a hold of for a while because you actually had to. I think you had to get it from overseas, didn't
you? Yeah.
And then doesn't it come kind of like it's like almost like a neon blue?
Or green.
Green.
I think it's green.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where. I've had buddies try it, and they say that they kind of hit the wall, but like I don't know if anybody I know has ever like fully hallucinated off of it. But sure. You're only supposed to drink small doses of it.
I mean, this was just a show. But we were going to go, but it was sold out. But anyways, I appreciate that, man. I'm excited. Okay, college football expansion.
Yeah, Brian, okay, yeah, the phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Comment section is open on the YouTube channel as well. Actually, it was. It is no longer because I found a way to leave the area. Okay, Brian, are you in favor of 12-team playoff? Yay, no, whatever.
Yay. I think it's one of those. I mean, I'm all for like college football. I would say even going to 16 and having like a Sweet 16 as your final tournament. But I think the concept of having football, having like a playoff for like a month.
Yeah.
Because you know you do. If you had 16, you'd go 16, 8, 4, 2. So it'd be 4 weeks of football, and I think that it would have a very similar feel to like a March Madness. Obviously, you don't have as many teams as involved, and there's not as much to it. But I think that every year you're going to have the top team is going to be in the they're going to be ranked in the top 16 after the regular season.
What caught your attention from the
Okay, well, first let me tell you what caught my attention from the text line, then I'll tell you what I think about that. First thing was, it says Spain is the only country that makes real absinthe with the wormwood. They throw sugar cube with LSD in a shot at the clubs.
Okay, see, I didn't know the history of it. And I just
so heard. It has the LSD in it, and that's what's supposed to make you hallucinate, but you're only supposed to take like a shot of it.
Okay, somebody else said the same thing. It has to have a high concentration of wormwood to hallucinate. Well, at least we know.
Yeah, right. You know, in case good. I ever run into that situation.
Here's my thing. I don't disagree with what Brian's saying. So let me say, when I say this is just for me personally. College football is probably my favorite sport all around. I think March Madness may be the coolest thing, but I love the sport of college football. I think 6 is the perfect number. This is where I've been for a long time. I think 6 with 2 byes. To give you, it gives number 1 and 2 a benefit from being there. I would go 6. I like that the regular season means so much. And I think 12 would diminish that a little bit because, I mean, 12 teams get in. That's a lot of teams. And I'm sorry. 8 through 12, this isn't March Madness. 11 or 12 isn't upsetting 4 teams or 3 teams to go on and win the national championship. And quite honestly, how many times would you want to see? Now, I will say this. I do think, and this is why I always said 6, because I think sometimes there are much better teams at 5 and 6 than are at 4. Mm-hmm. Like that Washington year, 5 and 6 would have whooped Washington.
That's when we were supposed to get.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we didn't finish anywhere 5 or 6, but
God,
like they would have beat the crap out of Washington. You know, so it's like, but Washington, I guess, was fair to get in. They're in the Pac-12. They went undefeated, whatever they wanted. You know, okay, cool. But, like, that's why I think 5 and 6, because I think Washington would have got wasted by 5. And you would have said, okay, but, hey, Washington got in. But 5 is Ohio State or whatever. And you go and you win that game. And I just think 6 is the right number, because I do like having – like I said, college football, every people mock it or whatever if they you say this sometimes, but every week is a big deal. You go look, when you're in the running, Louisville, when you're in the running, Friday night against Duke, whatever, you're like, come on, guys. You know, like, come on, guys. I mean, I remember that Wake Forest game. All of a sudden, we had only lost to Clemson that year. Wake Forest, oh, we're playing God. Wake Forest. This game's close. I'm looking up. Michigan just lost. Clemson just lost. There was one more that night, just lost. And I'm like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Like, I mean, I remember I was like, I got to go to the field. I got to go to the field. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was down there on the field, and the heart's just beating. And you're like, God, man, we're in the playoffs, man. Like, it's just what it feels like.
Yep.
And you pull that game out, and it was like, let's go. You yep. know what I mean? That was a playoff
still alive.
Feel.
Yep.
And it's like, you don't get that with 12. I think with 12, I mean, he still would, but it's like with 12, you're going to have many. You're three lost teams going to get in. And I like that you have to, but I will say, I think 4 does kind of, well, I think you saw it from the beginning. It's pretty much the same round robin of teams constantly. And I do think 5 and 6 could make some, and I hate to say it, but a lot of times 5 and 6 is other SEC team or something, you know. But I think 5 and 6 could make some noise.
Where do you think I stand on this?
I think you're with me. I think you're with
Brian
me.
Hall, what do you think Marcus Maben's number, ideal number is for playoff teams?
For what now?
For playoff teams, college
I think
playoff.
You want 8.
Okay. I understand you gentlemen both made great points about the consuming of college football.
See, well, one other thing along mine real quick. So if you did a 16 team one, you're going to have 8 games kind of in the first round. Those could still be considered the bowl games. So, like, you know, the first round matchup versus the 1 and 8 is the Fiesta Bowl. And that way they can still get their sponsorships in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's benefit to doing it, sure.
What number you say I'm
I think you're a small number. I think you're more of a small number, but
what do you think, stay at 4?
Brian, Steve, I'm going to present to you something, a phenomenon that I don't think y'all are ready for. But once I explain to you why, I think I'm going to win you over.
Okay.
And this is coming. Y'all are getting the wool pulled over your eyes yet again.
Okay.
Steve, Brian, entire world. You're getting the wool pulled over your eyes yet again.
Okay.
The ideal number that you're getting prepared for is 24.
Okay.
24.
Whoa, you're way up.
Is going to be the ideal number. The next time they change it, it's moving to 24.
You don't think they go to 16 first?
Do y'all know why I say the wool's getting pulled over your eyes?
I'm listening.
Because something is happening that Marcus Maben couldn't wait to happen. And y'all saw it coming, and we saw it coming, and you know it's coming, and you're going to know I'm right.
Okay.
Marcus Maben says 24.
Okay.
I'm going to let that shock everybody. Oh, man, he's crazy. He's crazy. Man. Yeah. Okay. You want to know why it's going 24, Steve?
I'm listening.
They're breaking away from the NCAA.
Okay. I like this.
Once they started doing the COVID protocols on their own, once they started going independent with the contracts, once everybody started to realize the NCAA doesn't own the football playoffs. Yeah. They don't own any of that, Steve.
Yeah.
Why would I give them conference? Why would I give them all this money when the top 24, top 30, 24 teams, they make all the money for their universities?
Yeah.
Once you put 24 teams in, guess who's getting all the money, Steve? The top 24 teams.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything with that. Listen, we'll let y'all use our logos. The logos of the university are now more valuable in football than that NCAA blue circle on their jerseys.
Sure.
Nobody would miss that blue circle on the NCAA jerseys in regular season conference games.
I agree.
You won't miss that. So, would you agree that only 24 teams can really win a championship any year?
Oh, I don't think it's anywhere close to 24 teams.
Right, right. But yeah. But going in there, the reason you do a top 25, and I mean a sniff of a sniff out of shot.
Sure.
Is one of the top 24 teams. So, you let a bunch of teams play a lot of football, and you release that top 24 or top 25 and give that number one team a bye who finishes the year, and then you start playing off over the course of 6 weeks playoff.
Yeah.
That's all owned by universities, conference. They're separating all. Listen, Vince Tyree said it. He talked about it anytime he went on an interview. Once you start realizing where your leakage is in all of these organizations, in 2021, it's all about streamlining your finances. You're killing those. You have to kill the leaks. The NCAA has been one big leak. That IARP that they put together that you're paying people to be a part of that board, that's if you get an audit, like Jesus, the way they audited Tom Jurich and the university, if you pull an NCAA audit, a real true audit, and gave us an itemized list of how much money gets spent on travel, on IARP meetings, on food, on lodging, all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you did a real audit and gave it to Tim Sullivan, he could write one story a day, and it could be the 100 worst expenditures of the NCAA, and that thing will be the most popular column to all college fan base. The top 100 most wasted expenditures in the NCAA. And once you release that itemized report and these universities start reading, what the hell are we giving our money to the NCAA for? Louisville hasn't even got a decision from a case that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? This IARP, what are you doing that takes 17 months?
Mm-hmm.
And all you have is a date set? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And these people are getting paid to be on these boards. These are not volunteer boards, which they should be, because people volunteer want to change, want to improve. Now, I know you pay people's time, and but we're talking about a board with no expertise in any of these activities, like those kind of things. You go 24 and you kick the NCAA out. You keep the guidelines and bylines and bylaws. You get your own IARP.
Yeah.
You get your own financial structure. You renegotiate your TV deals. All that stuff, Steve. You have independent networks anyway.
Yeah.
You think they won't, ACC and, the networks won't partner up, SEC won't partner up and be able to run a Big Ten network, like you can do that. And this can be regular TV, NBC, ABC, a monster.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to sell me on the Power Five leaving.
But to me, they're leaking out. And I'm saying leaking out. To me, they're getting the conversation of the ball rolling.
Because NCAA doesn't mess with the playoff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're not really two separate entities.
My original point is, why would I limit it to four and let the NCAA get the other 20?
Yeah.
Calling it conference games or, you know, like, like they still get money up until the conference championships. Why not just take out the conference championships and we just take over this whole thing, put 24 teams in, and let's get paid? Yeah, well, like I said, we'll keep the NCAA structure that you gave us. There's so much. We need to put our pressure on the NCAA now and force them to say, why do we need you now? Yeah. Like, we have your structure in place. Why do we need you? And hold you accountable on your rules and regulations that you selectively enforce on universities. We gotta clean you up.
Yeah.
We have to clean you up, NCAA.
Yeah.
For you. So I think that conversation, when I heard Mark talking about it, I heard Drew talking about it this morning, I said, y'all don't see what's coming. That's the first. You talk about expansion so you can move the NCAA out of that conference money, conference championship money, because they get them, they get paid off those games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or but outside of that, it's time to change.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good argument, because I do think that if you were going to do something like that, I think there would be another chess move ahead, you know, whereas I'm just talking about what do I think for my own, you know, like what I want to see college, you know, because I like college football. Right. I like the week to week. I like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to change. Big. You don't have to change at all.
It's not going to feel the same if you're like, well, we're the 19th team we got in. You know, like if Louisville made the 4-16 playoff, you're like, ooh, it's big time.
But it's going to still be awesome football.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Football's football, it'll, man. Yeah. And you're still going to end up with the same
I
four.
Understand you have to fight your conservative nature in every sport. I do, too. I love the NCAA. Mm-hmm. I have to fight my conservative nature in all sports. Grad transfer markets, this offseason that we're getting Noah Locks and Jared West and Carly Jones. I had to fight my natural Kentre Lewis, but you know what I'm saying? Like, my natural it's too many transfers. Like, yes, that was me too, you know? But I had to say what's right is the opportunity to move. What's right is maneuverability in any market, not just college sports. So, like, people, that's a demon we all got to deal with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, know? Absolutely.
But again, that logo is what is the only thing that will be different, because you can keep rules, regulations, bylaws, you know, but you don't care which TV station is getting the money.
Yeah.
Do you care that the NCAA, like, how many people care that the NCAA should be getting the money, the college money, rather than the universities?
Yeah.
Would that break your heart?
No. I think people would probably for that.
Right. That's why your name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
The reason it's having success, name, image, and likeness, is almost there's people who are wanting to spite the NCAA at this point. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, former NCAA participants, big money players, like, you're starting to get the traditionalists saying, you know what? It's time for the NCAA to clean up its act, and I'm going to support name, image, and likeness. Not that I think it's necessarily the best thing for the kids,
right?
But the NCAA, I can't defend the NCAA anymore on how they treat the kids. So saying no, I'd rather them go a little crazy on name, image, and likeness than to stay under the thumb of a dysfunctional NCAA product.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think that's a good, like I said, I think it's a good argument to make. And if you were ever going to go that big, it would be because of that. I mean, you know, it would be because of a big move, as opposed to.
Let me take this phone. Phone lines are open, 8150-939. I think we got Darren. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Steve.
What's going on?
I just wanted you guys to know I love you guys so much.
Appreciate that.
Anyway, before I get to my comment, I want Ross had gave me a shout out the other day, so I want to give Ross a shout out back to him. I appreciate that very much.
Fair enough. You do.
Listen, here's my thing with it's a great topic, by the way, but here's my main kicker. The reason I would like to see any amount. 8, 16, 24, I even like the 24, since Mark mentioned it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Who's in the top five recruiting every year since the playoff started, 14 playoff started? Alabama, Clemson, You know, it's the same old, same old.
Yep.
Well, you expand that bad boy, and the top defensive lineman in the country, instead of choosing between Clemson and Alabama, he might throw in a, you know, an Arkansas or Louisville or those type programs will get more of those players. In return, you have more parity.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I do think that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That if I feel like I can make the playoff with more than, because I you're right. I mean, the playoff doesn't change very often. Yeah. I mean, you know. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair point. Yeah,
that's just my thinking. I just think it would be more, and it would even elevate the popularity of football even more in my mind.
Yeah.
No, Darren, I do appreciate the call. And to Darren's point, these transfer markets are going to change the power structure of Clemson, Ohio State, yeah, and Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Darren a little bit off air, and it's one of those things where, like you, Steve, you said it, we see Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State in almost every playoff. And it's a thing where you have a lot of mid-majors who have undefeated seasons. And we know maybe that the talent level might not be of a Clemson or Alabama, but if you're undefeated, you deserve a chance at the title.
Well, I was going to say
this. One other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
One other thing, too, is with his recruiting point,
yeah,
you see schools like, and I know I'm going to use my own school, but you see a school like Western Kentucky get a five-star kid like Charles Bassey. You don't see a five-star football player commit to a Western Kentucky because they know they have no chance at a championship. But in basketball, you can still make the tournament with a mid-major and have a chance.
Again, be careful with traditional ways of thinking.
Yeah.
I can now get Clemson transfer who is going to come off my edge and dominate for 1 year as a sophomore. If you can transfer and be immediately ineligible, Brian Brown, Coach Cooper, we do the defense at Louisville. We understand why you went to, you know, Florida.
Yeah.
You're a sophomore. You're league eligible now. You've been out of school 3 years. As soon as you hit that line, you're ready to go. Come here, come play a D-line at Louisville. You'll be one of the top DNs. And, you know, now coaches that can do more with less are going to start exposing your big programs. Because it's like, if I get, okay, yeah, Clemson, you have 23 of those. If I pickpocket 6 of those off of your 23.
Oh, sure.
And I can get them to the finish line healthy. I'm going to give you a run for your money.
Yeah. Well, and Texter makes up a good point, too. You can't forget Kentucky. They're right behind Clemson, Ohio State, and Bama.
Clemson, Kentucky, Ohio State, and that sounds so stupid.
And Bama, I don't know. Probably not in that order, though. It'd probably be, I would think, Bama, Clemson, Kentucky, Ohio State.
I think Kentucky's over Clemson at this point.
I could listen to the argument. I could listen to the argument.
Okay, let's do the coaches then. Okay. Saban.
Yeah.
Soups, Sweeney,
okay,
and
Day. I mean, Stoops over Day at least.
He's 34.
I mean, Dabo would you would think Dabo,
Dabo or Stoops?
Yeah, that's the argument.
I have
there.
No idea what that.
Dabo and Stoops, I think, is the argument there.
Dabo, Stoops, and who was the other one?
Saban, I think we all agree is number one.
Number one.
But after that, I think Day would be fourth, or
Dabo?
Probably Dabo right now.
Right now.
I mean, Bob Stoops in his
15 years from now.
No, not Bob's. Mark.
Oh, well, no. I don't even think he's in the conversation.
Mark Stoops. Brian, you mess up a wet dream, dude. Rick, welcome in.
Rick, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, guys. Thank you all for the show.
No problem, man. Appreciate that.
I was going down Waterson Expressway yesterday. I don't drive the Waterson much, but I was going by the thing, you know, Daryl Griffith's hanging on the side of the building there.
Yeah. Right,
the print. It has faded. It was embarrassing. I wish someone from U of L would take hold. I'm sure somebody from the athletic department has ridden by there and seen that. I wish somebody from the Alumni Association, the athletic department, or somebody would redo that. I mean, you talk about, it's embarrassing to see that up there like that. And, it can't cost millions of dollars to have it redone. I just think it's something that that we need somebody from U of L needs to take a hold and get that done. It's just embarrassing to see it like that. And I don't know if anybody else has ever called about it or
said anything about it. You are the first.
Because there's a lot of people go by and see that. Yeah. And what that man has done for this program.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's something that we got the money to spend to get that redone and hung up there and have something to be proud of instead of going by and being faded out like that. So thank you, guys. Yeah. I just wanted to get that. I was embarrassed because I was there in 1980 up there in Indianapolis when they won that. And I know what it meant to me, and I know what it means to the program and especially Daryl. And all those guys on that team that year. That's just not Daryl. It's for all those guys.
Sure, sure.
And all the ones who come after him. So thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Rick.
Not only do I appreciate the call, I'm sure that Griff's first order of business, or one of his early order of business, he is now an ambassador to the university.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to say, on the docket, y'all got to get my sign.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure that's them
as high priority.
Well, no. I'm not sure that that's them that can do that as much as it is city. But I feel you. I was gonna mess with him a little bit, but I feel you. It's what by the time that call ended, I was like, okay, no, he's for real. He's not just complaining.
Yeah, this is
a passionate thing. That so
Brian, you would take Stoops over Dabo Swinney?
Sorry, I was had Jason on the line.
You would take Stoops over Dabo Swinney?
If I need to think about it, let me sleep on it for a night.
Fair enough. Do I need to take Jason? Or are you on top? Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm an hour late on this comment. I got in the middle of something and couldn't call. But when you were talking about Charles earlier, I looked him up on his wiki page. And that guy is college royalty, national championship, Heisman Trophy, basketball fell to the wayside, it looked like. Gets drafted, plays 12 years in the NBA. I think he's worth $15 million. My God, that's impressive, the people you're hanging with, Marcus. I like it.
I got a question, Jason, and I don't mean this.
Well, I feel like a loser now. Thank you, Jason.
No, I know. Yeah, I don't mean this in a bad way. Like, did you not know who Charlie Ward was?
I did. The thing was, is I forgot he played basketball. Sure, I knew Charlie Ward is a football quarterback. You know,
yeah.
And then it's like Marcus is talking about him. I'm like, he played basketball. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. It's been that long ago. Though.
Right. Right.
No, secondly,
that's fair.
And I'll just throw this little two-bit in. The taco trailer up the street from you all, you know, I heard you all talking about it. I ate there, got some ice cream afterward. My God, that's awesome. That's going to be my new weekend spot.
I'm stopping today. So,
I'm not telling anybody where that's at.
Jason.
That's just our little secret.
I literally was just sitting here like, what am I going to do for lunch? And I've went past that, but I would always go past it on Sunday after my son's flag game. I'm going to stop by there today and get one.
The ice cream was obviously the cherry on top. I had to be rolled out of there.
Jason, I have to ask you, how old are you?
I am 48.
Okay, fair enough.
Jason, you should be all over Charlie Ward. You should know every part of Charlie Ward's career.
I'm a football guy. I guess that's my problem, and I just forgot he played basketball. You guys can lay it on me. It's perfectly fine.
No, so, Jason.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. I appreciate the call. Yeah, 48. Charlie Ward is probably 48 years old.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I thought Jason was a young guy that just didn't know.
Right.
He didn't sound like a young guy. That's what I was saying. I wanted to make it clear when I was asking.
He sounded mature
question.
Enough to where I'm like
I'm not being a jerk. I'm really asking, like,
Brian,
did
Hall,
you not know Charlie Ward?
How
was?
Old? He's 40. I bet he's 47. How old is Charlie Ward?
I'll look it up real quick.
Please do. Yeah, like 48 years old. You got to know Charlie Ward from start to finish.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thanks. Charlie Ward's royalty. What are you doing up there?
Yeah, man, I can't believe he's talking to you.
Look, I knew who Charlie Ward was.
Kendrick Haskins is a Firm Creek Hall of Famer.
He's 50.
He's 50?
He is 50 years old, born in 1970.
Wow.
Do better, Jason. I don't blame you on that one.
I know.
Let's take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Sorry, Brian. I'm so sorry. I stepped on that one. You were going to let that play. Pedro, what do you think when I say the name Charlie Ward?
He's a multi-sport athlete, right?
What else do you know about Charlie Ward?
Played for the Knicks and played for somebody, baseball. Football. Right, Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I know. I know he's a pretty good point guard for the Knicks, and he was a hell of a what position was he? Who wasn't quarterback, was he? He was quarterback?
Yeah. Don't tell him, Brian. You let him on. Okay, you got a camp coming up.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and plug that real quick.
PB32 Elite Camp down in Russellville, Kentucky at Russellville High School. 4th through 8th grade section is 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and high school section is 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Going to have a couple really great guest speakers. Shane Bohannon's going to be one of them for the 4th through 8th grade section. Mm. And Terry Taylor, Austin Peay graduate, all-time leading scorer there.
Terry Taylor is not the Austin Peay all-time leading scorer.
Yeah, he is.
Uh-oh. Who's number two?
I think it's Bubba Wells, ain't it?
He scored more than Bubba Wells.
I was going to say, I knew that Jesus. Was what he was going to say. I knew that's what he was going to say.
I'm not happy. Look, right. I don't even know Terry, but I ain't happy about that. My heroes are going down.
Terry's a Bowling Green kid, all right? He's on.
Listen, my heroes are, this is not about Terry. This is about Bubba Wells. Like, my Bubba Wells, you know, when you're in that age, man, where you just got your dudes, Bubba Wells, he's that dude.
Yeah. Bubba's from Russellville. I already know.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, Russellville High School, one more time, on what date?
On June 12th.
June 12th, 4th through 8th.
Yeah, 4th through 8th, and then high school, and donations are gladly accepted.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Hey, did you play in the Kentucky Indiana game?
Yeah, I did. Played 2017.
Okay. Okay, I thought so. How was it? I'm just kidding.
It was nice, man. It was a great experience. We lost by like 4 or 5 in Indiana at the Bankers Fieldhouse.
Yep.
And then we won by like 4 or 5 in overtime in Frankfurt, the Civic Center, before they tore it down. That was the last game they played there.
2017. Who played for Indiana in 2017?
Their best guy was Chris Wilkes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I remember that.
Who was on your team?
Terry Taylor, Sean McNeil from West Virginia, Peyton Broughton, Chris Vaught, who just played at Cincinnati, Wisconsin. Yep. Who else was on the team? Jake Omer. You know, he was on a big run at the time.
Sure.
A lot of great guys on that team, man.
Let me ask you this. There was a coach on earlier. He was kind of uninspiring?
Yeah, it's kind of doomsday, man, a little bit. Yeah,
he was kind of gloomy about this game. What do you think would make kids more excited about participating in the Kentucky-Indiana All-Star game? Because it seems like it's a slow drop-off on guys that are really excited about playing.
It's really tough, man. You got to get the best guys invested in playing again, you know, because when we played, it was a huge deal. to get invited to that
when we played,
you know, and to want to come and play for your state and play against the best guys in Indiana, you know. So honestly, it's tough. You just got to find a way to get these guys invested in it. You know, I don't know, give them some gear or, you know, have NBA guys come in or, you know, some guys from around the area come in and talk to them about it that were in that position, you know, just get them back and invested in it.
So it's not a lost, hope. You think the energy can get back in it?
No, for sure. You got to put that energy into it. You know, the coaches that we had, you know, Boo Brewer and Scott Chalk and Roy Woods, you know, they were like, excited about it, like, and you know, and even in our practices and our workouts and stuff,
your answer right there,
we went hard.
Yeah,
you know, like they were like, "Shit, we won't win these games."
Yeah. It's okay. You're good. Yeah, well,
biggest fear,
Brian to take care of it, man. It's all fine. Good. Don't worry about that. So, but to his point, man, that's the point. When I hear, and did you hear what he said,
Pedro? That happens all the time.
Oh yeah, God knows.
Especially with us.
I think Damian Lee dropped an F bomb in here.
We all get comfortable because we're just talking.
No, here's the thing. What he's saying is true because,
the investment of the coaches.
What's
as well.
The number one thing I took away from that?
Boo Brewer, the investment of the coaches.
Check us out. Lost by four up there. Won by four down here. What I heard this morning sounds like,
man, we ain't win this game. You know, 50 years, which might say, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they have so many players. Indianapolis is so big that, you know. Brian, do we have somebody waiting on the line?
Yeah, we do here. Hold on one sec.
No, we got it. It's right here.
Oh, yeah, Dana.
Yeah.
Dana, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to, you guys talk about Charlie Ward, and one of the things I catch week about being a Louisvillian is the fact that I am a Florida State fan. You guys pretty much hammer us almost every year. So, you know, I can get past that. But any other team, I'm supporting the local team. But that aside, you guys talking about Charlie Ward, and I just was talking about Bial a little bit about it, about how had Charlie come out in this era of quarterbacking, in this NFL, I think it would have been a game changer, because I know one of the things that he caught a little grief for was something he couldn't help. That was his height. He was only about 6'1", 6'2". And back then, that's when guys were 6'5", 6'6", statues, didn't move. But I'm looking at it now. You got the Russell Wilsons, the Kyler Murrays. He's got 5'11", 5'10", 6'. I just think now, especially one of the kind of offense that Florida State ran back then, the fast break, I think it would have been dynamic now. He had enough of an arm. He was definitely accurate. I just think that he just came out in the wrong era, but he still made a good living for himself. But that's all I really wanted to say, guys. Great show as always, man.
Oh, Dana, I appreciate that call. Actually, we had that exact same conversation, Dana, pre-show. We were talking about, did Charlie Ward make the right decision? But, I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of like the decision got made for him. Yeah. Charlie Ward was coming out during a time where they were looking – to say, you know, they were looking for any reason, and the hint that he might try to go dual sport was what dropped him out of the running for to even be drafted as a quarterback, which is absolute insanity, you know, when you think about it. But he, again, you're right. He was in an era where the Charlie Ward situation, like, you were literally looking for something to say, athlete, you know, guy cannot play quarterback. So, yeah, that is unfortunate, which – Steve and I both kind of arrived at the same decision. Like, he, for his time period, he made the right decision.
Yeah. I mean, that was at a point where he wasn't going to get many offers.
Much support.
And opportunity. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's what I was trying to say. So, yeah.
Okay, so we jumped outside of Charlie Ward conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Brian Urlacher's son.
I saw that. How cool is that? I mean, just you know, it's
Brian Urlacher's son at camp.
One
other thing I wanted to kind of throw out there before we Steve showed me something. It was beginning of the show. He showed me a Roosevelt Wheeler tweet or Instagram, right? And it just, I know it's kind of a sentimental statement or comment that I'm going to make, but just the what did he put as the caption? Roosevelt Wheeler, just a little quick Instagram of the logo of the Cardinal Bird. on the court.
Yeah.
And says,
it's in the locker room.
Okay. Locker room. But it says, what?
The Louisville love is different.
Louisville love is different. Somebody said, I think it was NCam on Instagram, right?
Okay.
Just made a comment and it painted a picture, Steve.
Okay, I'm listening.
And it's unfortunate, but you'll know what I'm saying. Roosevelt Wheeler, Noah Locke,
yeah,
JJ Traynor, Sam Williamson, hot day regional baseball game.
Uh-huh.
They're at the game and the announcers say, "Oh, we got to welcome Sam,
yeah,
Noah Locke," and they do the wave at the region. And Cam says, "Unfortunately, we can't get that." But could you imagine?
I know
how Roosevelt Wheeler would feel.
Yeah,
if they had to do a crowd wave at a Louisville regional baseball game.
Yeah, yeah.
On this campus, and I'm like, oh, you're right. That would be awesome.
Well, and I think, you know, guys like that, man. You come here and then you realize, you know, you're first off, you're seeing all the amenities that you're getting. Then you got to imagine the first time he's went out or something, somebody went, Roosevelt.
You know, right.
Like, oh, it's Roosevelt Wheeler. Yeah. How's the Achilles coming along? Right. You know, just like, I mean, they know. And that's something that now he's kind of adjusting to. And you could tell that was an appreciative post, you know.
No, like, no. Listen, I knew it. The first time you get your gear.
Yeah.
The first time you get, you know, you get your swag bag, you get your recognition even before you have it played. The first time you read something that buzzes, like, he looked good in pickup.
Yep.
You know, it's like, yep, that when that stuff starts traveling and getting out there, it's like they are in a fun window.
Look, in this world or in this region right here, that's all you need.
Brian Hall, I got to ask you a random question, right? Don't overthink it. Don't make a big fuss about it. I'm just going to ask you a versus question, right? Okay. College rules, college basketball rules. Don't overthink it. You're going to play an organized game tomorrow, right? Don't say names. Don't worry about anything. Just take what you know, and you have 10 seconds to answer this question. And it's one or the other.
College basketball rules. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
He can answer this question in 10 seconds.
You got 10 seconds to answer this question.
So you think I can or can't?
I can't.
Okay, because it's too long. Got
no,
it.
No. I don't think you can bring yourself to answer this question in 10 seconds.
Okay. 10 seconds. You got to pick one or the other. It's the last question of the show. Who wins a college game tomorrow? Tomorrow. Our University of Louisville basketball team or the TBT team?
Ooh. I'm going to take the TBT team. And the only reason I say that.
He did it in five. I was wrong.
Only reason I say that is because it's like the NBA, man. When you got a veteran team playing against a rookies team.
We're going to suck, Steve.
I mean, we're talking about guys like everybody on the TBT team either had a short stint in the NBA or they played overseas. When you look at the roster that Louisville has, I mean, it's a great roster, but they always tell you that the worst team, you know, when like, you know, the Miami Dolphins are 0-16 and everybody's like, oh, the Alabama Crimson Tide could beat them. And they're like, yeah, right. Like the Miami Dolphins would kill the Alabama Crimson Tide, like if they played. I feel like it's that concept.
Coach Mack, Brian Hall just told me a bunch of 40-year-olds can beat your well-oiled college machine.
All right, so have you ever played rec ball and the old guys come out and they just like – they're you know that skill-wise, talent-wise, you're better than them, but they just know how to do the little things to just annoy you and get the win.
Coach Mack – my producer thinks a bunch of 40-year-olds can beat your basketball team. JJ Traynor, Jalen Withers, Noah Locke, Jared West, L. Ellis. My producer thinks
that OG,
some 40-year-olds, can wipe the floor with y'all.
It's that old man game.
Y'all better start practicing.
Yeah, I'd get with it. I'd get with it now.
Hey, they're not all 40-year-olds. There's some 30-year-olds on that team. There's some upper 20s.
Coach, he thinks a bunch of 30-year-olds can waste your team. Athletes in action.
What a blast from the past with athletes in action.
I lost the athletes in action.
See? You know what I'm talking about.
Coach, he thinks your team's not going to make a tournament.
Coach, you better be working them kids.
Yeah, figure that one out. Well, thanks, Brian, for that.
93.9 DeVille.